Here's John McMullen on iHub Radio.
And in this half hour, I'm pleased to welcome somebody we've been looking forward to having back to the iHub Radio microphone. It is celebrity chef, food TV host, best-selling cookbook author from New York, Hollywood, and here in Palm Springs. Porter Brooks is back in the house, and thank you for coming in today. How are you?
Good to see you, John.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
I only have to prepare one thing and take it to somebody else's party.
Which is what?
I don't know yet. That's the thing. And I'm
going to
probably have an idea or two after we get done today. So we were kind of last minute invited by some friends of housemates who are going somewhere. And usually I would go to Tucson this week for spending the holidays with my folks. But
I didn't know you were from there.
I'm not. I'm from Seattle. But when they retired, they decided to get all crazy and go somewhere dry and warmer.
There you go. Shame on them.
Right? And so, so at any rate, since we're not going down there this year for Thanksgiving but going at Christmas and going to stay home, it was just going to be a nice, quiet Thanksgiving, and some people said, no, you're going to come with us.
Yeah.
You're not going to be orphaned for Thanksgiving. So, and I kind of look forward to that because when I go to my family's place, you could try and get involved in the preparation of the meal and helping out with setting things up, except you get your hands whacked. Get away.
Yeah, you can.
You know, the only one that they let participate is my brother because he thinks that he's you. He thinks that he should be, you know, on food TV or something.
Oh,
you know,
my
gosh. And he is a good chef, but they don't let anybody else near the kitchen.
God bless him. But somebody's got to have the controls when it comes to a meal like this.
Right. I'd rather be preparing it than sitting around picking at it because that's when you eat too much of it.
Isn't that the truth when you sit down full?
Yeah.
You sit down and you're like, oh, my gosh. And it's tough for the cook because you've been smelling it for 3 days.
Right.
You know.
Well, let's talk about that because part of why you're here today is to talk with us about the preparation, the countdown, the Thanksgiving countdown. And I know that you have a lot of important things that people should be thinking about. And we only have, you know, it's only 3.5 days till you're going to be, well, not even that. It's really 3 full days,
that's
isn't
true.
It, till you're going to be
start
eating.
I usually start this with a 10-day.
10 days.
Well, that's really what it takes, but I've condensed it down, and I think we've got the most important points. And this is really about not just making it effective and getting through it without going crazy and having the biggest family meltdown, which is usually what happens. Everyone is so exhausted they hit the table, you know, and they're just so tired, but also having some fun for the host so they can actually do it. And there's some great new tools out there. I was on tour last Thanksgiving basically doing the same content but on TV. And it really is all about planning. I think there's a couple, you know, quick things. One of them right off the bat is what I call the tech Thanksgiving. About a year ago, I learned how to order everything online, literally. And an hour later, they walk through your front door and put it on your kitchen counter. I couldn't believe the difference. And the delivery system.
So this isn't just like is this really ordering the groceries, or is this a combination of ordering the groceries in their raw form and some things that you're getting already prepared from places, or what?
No, I'm talking about all the groceries. Absolutely.
Okay.
So all of your delivery services, which now all you have to do to, you know, rideshare can even deliver for
you. Yeah.
But all the major grocery stores, from the higher end to just our regular chain stores, they all have pickers. And, in the early days with this, you probably would get the bad tomatoes or the celery that was bruised or the onion. That's not the case now.
Right.
Their quality standard is super high. And what I like to recommend is at least four days out that you start your list. Once you have one item in your cart, you can lock in that delivery time. Otherwise, all your delivery times are gone. And we still have time. If people get online tonight, maybe even tomorrow morning, they'll get some delivery times. Order all the dry goods first. That's the easy one. So cornbreads or, you know, different things that you're going to need. And then go to the semi-perishables, like the vegetables and stuff like that, that you can prep in advance. And you may have one last run to the store. But you want to just try to avoid that at this point. And, you know, the thing that's so great about that approach is that it forces you to refine your menu. It forces you to make absolute decisions, go through those recipes, and get exactly what you need. And that really eliminates a lot of confusion.
That is a real nice convenience to have those things now. A lot more common in many places, including here across the Coachella Valley. But because I remember when I lived in New York City in 2002, I moved there.
Yeah.
And I think it was by the beginning of 2003 when I'm discovering that the idea in New York City of a supermarket was, you know, really it wasn't a bodega, but it was hardly a supermarket by comparison to West Coast
the
standards.
Corner store.
And you'd be going in, and the butcher would be putting stuff in the, you know, in the cabinet there that would be supposedly fresh that day that was going bad by the time you got it home that night.
Yeah.
And that was when I, for the first time, went to something like Fresh Direct and started having them. But I was nervous at first about having other people pick my you know, fruits and veggies and meats and things like that. It's so, but they've got it down.
They're doing it right. You know, we use them in New York for years for filming. That's how we pervade every show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. But again, I think it forces you to really get exact with it. So then you don't have the panic. Where's the butter? We ran out of sugar. All of that's over because you've thought through it.
Right.
So a little high tech this year, maybe to make it easier for you.
Okay, so that's you're saying we got to get on that today.
I think if you want to take advantage of it, that's fine. If not, you've got to be in that store before the end of the day tomorrow, because by Wednesday, those shelves are going to be bare. That's all there is to it.
Porter Brooks is our guest. And by the way, everything we talk about and any of the recipes and things you'd like to check out, you can do that at porterbrooks.com. And we'll share that with you again a few times before we get out of here today. But what else is on the we must do right away because the time is ticking?
So for count, if we really say 4 days away, which is kind of fudging, like get all your pies done, get the crust done. If you're making your crust homemade, you can do it now. Put parchment paper in between them, air seal them, have those all ready just to fill and go, you know, perhaps the night before. I think it's really important that we start defrosting that bird. People don't realize for safety purposes, depending on if you're getting a fresh bird or not, obviously you won't have to do that. But we need about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of bird. So if you've got a 20-pound bird, that's 4 days. There's a couple
Holy smokes,
you got to go now.
So how do we make sure and remind people that they how they do that safely and make sure that, you know, nothing goes awry here? And
in the refrigerator, on the regular temperature that you keep all the rest of your food, and you want to be 4 days out from the time it goes in. Now, there's one safe workaround, and that's the first 24 hours, leave it out, and then go into the fridge for the balance of the 3 days. You want to pull that out probably 4 or 5 hours before you start to prep the bird so that it's at room temperature. That's also going to help it cook more correctly. But it's time to do that. The old trick of submerging, you know, the butter ball in the sink of hot water, not a good idea because you can't get to the core. But so if you're not buying fresh, we need to get that underway.
What about those folks who stick them in a deep fat fryer to cook those turkeys? I always worry about that with all the water or potentially, you know, frozen water elements, and you put that in oil, and it seems to me like it's going to be an even bigger fire risk.
Well, you know what? There have been some bad accidents with that, and I love the flavor, and I love how fast it is, but that bird has not only has to be totally defrosted, but completely dry, totally padded dry. And the way that you get around that is you season the outside with like a rub, which requires you to have all that skin dry. So totally, totally dry. Some people actually, like air drying a steak, will just set it on a rack the night for a night ahead of time to get it really dry.
Yeah.
That you way
take,
you won't get
do
the
not
pops.
Take. You're telling me don't take the blow dryer out of the bathroom.
No.
Stick it in the cavity.
I have to tell you, I remember a childhood Thanksgiving in my mother's eyes at about 4:15 in the afternoon opening, and that thing was still as frozen as can be. So, you know, the easy way around it is to buy fresh. Fresh are definitely more expensive, the organic, but they're great choices. And if you haven't made a reservation, what you need to do probably by tomorrow, then you just need to go in and buy one.
Turkey.
Otherwise, you may be having capon or Cornish game hens.
Yeah, well, turkey certainly is a staple of Thanksgiving, but the sides can be all over the place. Lots of interesting things. So what do you suggest, and what do we need to do with sides?
So check out porterbrooks.com on this. Last year, we really talked a lot about new twist on traditional sides. One of the things that I've really been working on are the no-sugar, low-sugar, gluten-free. And the way we get around that is for instance, we go to 100% cornbread stuffing. Cornmeal is gluten-free. That can work out beautifully. You just change up the breads. Sweet potatoes are great options to those heavy-duty, starchy white potatoes. Doing twice-baked sweets, sweet potatoes are great options. Cranberry has so much flavor. Sweetening with one of the sweetener substitutes, now the, you know, the ones that have been adapted for baking, is a perfect example.
You use stevia? I mean, as a diabetic, I try and stay away from, you know, the chemically ones. But
yep, but that works absolutely perfect. And, you know, two bags of fresh cranberries in a saucepan, a couple cups of the sweetener. You'll have to adjust that by taste. Mm-hmm. Some orange peel, some water, let it boil, let it crush, refrigerate it, and that's, you know, that's 3 and 4 days out. So
delish.
I think that's the new twist on the sides. Sides are fun. People love sides. There's always too many sides. But, you know, it's that one thing that if you don't have that person's favorite side, they're going to be disappointed.
So even vegetables, you get started now?
Yeah, yeah. If you're doing carrots, mini or chopped, they can all be peeled. They can all be chopped, cleaned first, dried off, put in airtight. Broccoli, if you're doing florets, if you're doing that green bean salad, that can stand for about 3 or 4 days covered in a fridge. Mashed potatoes, you can heat them up, but you got to be quick with that. Otherwise, if you reheat a mashed potato, it's going to turn into a lump of gluten. But it can be done. Yeah, certainly a lot of people ask the question between stuffing and dressing. Sometimes it's exactly the same thing, but one is cooked inside the bird and one is cooked outside of the bird, dressing being outside.
I haven't really thought about that, but yeah, that makes sense.
So, and, you know, my family, we always did both. Again, there are some choices on that, especially if you want to be vegan. There are some great vegan sausages, vegan meat products, instead of putting, you know, the apple sausage or something like that into the stuffing. So there are choices. You really can still have it all. The tofurkey, I don't know about that one yet, but I'm, you know, it's coming a long way. There should be something for everybody. And by the way, let me just bring this up. As somebody who is really all about entertaining, you need to ask your guests the direct question ahead of time. Yeah. Do you have any dietary restrictions? I mean, this needs to be really upfront. And if they do, it's often good to say, hey, why don't you bring that? Why don't you bring the gluten-free XYZ?
Yeah, and I have members of my family that when they have come to Thanksgiving dinner, you do have to think about them and not just say, oh, they'll just have a salad and they'll have green beans or whatever, who are vegetarian.
You do. But again, I think sharing that responsibility as the host, as the main cook, you've got to ask for some help, which I talk about down here. When you do ask for the help, be specific. Bring me X, Y, and Z. Can you do one pie? Can you bring just the broccoli? And that way there's not confusion.
Porter Brooks is our guest. His website, porterbrooks.com. Some people, I'm sure, wait to the last minute to set the table.
Yeah.
Other people, I have friends who said it like, it seems like weeks ahead because 'tis the season, and it's almost like putting up the Christmas tree, you know, a month before Christmas time. They'll set and have the turkey plates out on the table and all that to, you know, kind of decorate and get the feel of fall.
Sure.
So when's the right time at the latest? Now?
Well, you know what? Most stuff is seasonal. It's packed away all year. Certain people have excitement about breaking out grandma's china or the family turkey platter. You know, my family actually has a carving board that's, I don't know how many decades it's been in the family. So now's the time. What I love about doing the table ahead of time is that it's done and you can focus on the food. And, you know, every year you pull it out and that glass is chipped or we're missing a butter knife, and just get ahead of it. Get the tablecloth on there if you use a tablecloth. Get it set out. If you're doing place cards, now's a good time to put place cards in place. You know, you want to keep Crazy Uncle Joe away from Aunt Margaret.
Right.
You know, and get everybody balanced at the table.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite tricks.
I used to be a troublemaker when it came to that at my paternal grandmother's house, because they'd have those out, and I would go and move them around to where I wanted people to sit.
How'd that work?
I think I might have got my hand slapped once or twice. A couple times I was force-fed Jägermeister or something.
Yeah. I like really organic centerpieces. People spend a lot of money, and I don't think you have to. When I say organic, I'm talking about your flower vase filled with, you know, popping corn, green peas, beans, things that are colorful and simple. We always want low candles on a Thanksgiving table. If you're going to use high candles and like a candle opera, you want them between where people are sitting so they're not eye to eye through the candles. And right now, I was just at one of our trader stores here. There are gourds. There are fall leaves. There's tons of things that you can just do a nice line down that table without spending probably more than $10. No reason to spend any more than $10 to $15 on the entire centerpiece on a table for 10. Then what I do when it's all done, you want to set the stemware on its side and then cover, get right out of the dryer a fresh, clean big bed sheet and throw a bed sheet over the table.
So you're not getting dust on
nothing,
stuff, right?
And it's done. And then the morning of, you pull the sheet, stand up the stemware, and you're done.
Nice.
Yeah, it really gets it.
Yeah.
It you know.
And you can actually have a little time to enjoy spending with your guests while you're doing the final preparations.
Number one issue when I talk entertaining anywhere in TV and parties and celebrations is leaving time for the host. And, you know, I call it backstage time. There's what's happening in the kitchen, and you've got to have 10, 15 minutes to jump in the shower, get back to change the shirt that is covered with everything from gravy.
Right.
And get that apron off if you wear an apron, and get back, get your fingernails cleaned, and come back freshened up to the table. You've got to have time to join the party. And that's what you should do with your table. Once you pull it off, it's presto, and, you know, you get to enjoy your hard work as well.
This is one of the things that drives me crazy. Again, with my family, my folks, my mom's 78, my dad's 81, I think, and they'll work themselves to the
tails
bone
off,
all day long. And by the time dinner's over, they're like dead to the world.
Yeah.
Oh, they want the idea that we're going to go see a movie or something after the Thanksgiving meal or whatever, you know?
Well, I love that after, the pillow talk. Honey, next year we're taking a cruise.
Right.
And letting them all
exactly.
do it. But the point of it is the planning helps. It reduces the chaos. And, of course, you really have to take charge of your kitchen. I talk about this on TV. Everybody wants to help, like you were talking about your brother. But you do have to say, listen, take this to the table. Go watch some football with the guys. You know, give them either an adult beverage or a cider. And you've got to send them away. So kitchen is invitation only.
We only have a couple minutes left, so let's get what do we do on Wednesday for sure?
Day before, I think everything has got to do a lineup. What I love to do, I don't like to reconsult recipes. I use Post-it notes. So from the top of your refrigerator, you want to rearrange everything. What's going to take the longest to cook goes on the top shelf, and you move down. If you are a family with a single oven, my trick is you have an oven at 325, which is what your turkey cooks at. So the longest casserole or side is going to go in first with the turkey on the upper rack. And you're just going to go in order from the top of the fridge to the bottom. That's going to keep you in order. If you want to use different colored Post-it notes, because they come in stacks of different colors, use those. But don't go back to a recipe. Don't go run back to the computer to try to look at. You want that done ahead. All the soups, all the pies, everything can be done. You know, most things, just like Thanksgiving leftovers, tastes good the next day.
Yeah.
So pre-baking everything, nothing's going to perish at this point in time. Get ahead of the game. You want to be to bed by 9 o'clock with everything checked off and get ready for that bird.
Day of.
Yeah. Bum-da-dum. Listen, here's the big difference. Some people have a 12 noon Thanksgiving. Some people have a 1 p.m. Some people have a 6 p.m. But you've got to cook that bird at 325, 20 minutes a pound. And I like to start at like 475 for 15 or 20 minutes to get it rendering. It's a great trick. Turn down to 325. Again, 20 minutes a pound. You want to go until it's at 160, 175. Using a thermometer, you really need that. If you don't have a thermometer, make sure all the juices are running clear. Under the wing, under the leg, you can pinch it, and all the juices will come out perfectly clear. That says it's done.
KitchenKitchen.com, you can get everything there that you need
to
help make this. They are a great store. We love Jan Boydston. Now, for folks who maybe are going to be orphaned, there are plenty of restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving, too. You don't have to do this by yourself.
And even if you love it and you love to cook, and this year it just didn't work out, there's nothing wrong with doing that. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Most of them have a prefix menu, anything from $100 a head all the way down. I just saw something on Facebook for $19 a person. And, you know, most of the restaurants in the Coachella Valley have a counter or a bar. So if you're a one-off, feel free to go in there. You're definitely going to meet somebody next year. You're going to chat them up, and everyone's in the same boat.
Yep, absolutely. Great ideas.
It's about being thankful.
PorterBrooks.com is the website. Porter Brooks, our resident foodie here, that is going to hopefully make more visits with us.
Let's hope.
And possibly even show up, I hope, at some point on this channel.
There you go. Have him click on seasonal, and everything we talked about today will be there, as well as some great video segments.
That's super. Thank you so much for coming in. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
Oh,
you got a house full?
I don't have a house full.
No?
Small and easy, but it'll be good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I will look forward to the next time we get together, because I'm told that actually a guy named Ted might have said something. Oh, is he going to bring food?
We talked about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe we'll be doing some of this on video, and next time you're here, we'll actually be able to do some demonstrating.
Hey, we've got Christmas, Hanukkah. We have so much ahead of us.
All right. We'll look forward to that. PorterBrooks.com. Cheers.